Merite Colegio Reina Isabel presents.
Ready for more?
We're back with more book reviews.
Stay tuned.
Hi everyone, my name is Uriah Aguirre, and today I will talk about the book Diary of a Wimpy Kid, The Meltdown, by Jeff Kinney. So, let's begin. This winter is very cold for Greg Heffley and his best friend Rowley Jefferson. They have trouble going to school. Their school bus is not working. Plus, the girl patrols don't let them walk on the road. Therefore, they have to walk on snow, which is super cold, and inside their school, it is freezing. One day, Greg and Rowley noticed that their neighbors were having snowball fights. The kids that lived on Whirly Street came down to do a snowball fight. Plus, the lower Surrey Street fought too. It was total chaos, and just when Greg Street, which is Surrey Street, was about to win, everyone froze because they heard a sound. It was the Mingo kids, and their leader lost his belt, so they fought too. Finally, the snowplow truck cleared the snow, and most of them gave up. But since Greg Street did not give up, they won. Thank you, everyone.
Hello, my name is Celeste, and I'm here to talk to you about one of my favorite books, The Witches by Roald Dahl. The story begins with a boy that doesn't have parents, that lived with his grandma. The grandma would spend the day smoking and being mysterious. One day, when it was night, the boy got curious about the witches. He knew his grandma was an expert on witches, so he asked her to tell him stories of witches. Grandma started telling him terrifying stories of little children turning into scary things. She also described to him how the witches looked like. The boy was so scared because he didn't want to meet a witch. One day, there was a doctor in her house. The doctor told his grandma that her lungs were dying and that she needed to stop smoking. The doctor also suggested that both of them needed to move to England, so they moved to England in a hotel. When he was in the hotel with his grandma, grandma gave him two mice to train them. The names were William and Mary. When the owner found out the boy had mice, the owner banned mice, so the boy had to train them in secret. When he was walking to find a place to train them, he found the perfect place, the ballroom. The boy went to train the mice there, but then he heard lots of people talking, so he hid the mice. The people got inside the ballroom and took off their costumes. He could not believe it, but they were witches. They were horrifying, ugly. But there was one normal and beautiful person, or that's what he thought. But then the beautiful person took off her face, and there was an ugly, wrinkly face. It was the Grand High Witch. This was the beginning of an exciting and mysterious discovery. I'm not going to tell you the end of the story because I think you should read it. I really recommend this book because it is mysterious and entertaining. I even read the whole full thing in 3 days. I would give this book 5 stars. Goodbye, everyone.
Hello, my name is Jaime Sanchez, and today I'm going to talk about the book Diary of a Wimpy Kid, No Brainer, number 18. The author is Jeff Kinney. Greg wishes he could take his brain out of his head, leave it at school, and go out and have some fun. Instead, he and his brain are stuck in a school with bad test scores and so little funding. there's talk that they might close the school and they get sent to Slacksville. There, they don't have air conditioner and proper learning. They are teaching kinder in middle school. Greg gets a girlfriend, it doesn't work out, and they paid for the old school, so they got back to Larry Mack Junior High. Thank you for listening.
Stay tuned.